with another Illinois destination you might enjoy. I'm Carrie Mewling for RFD Town & Country Partners. For a glimpse of what life used to be like on an Illinois farm, there is Garfield Farm Museum in Kane County. Jerome Johnson is executive director and one of the founders of the Living History Museum.
It's the only 375-acre, historically intact, former Illinois prairie farmstead, 1840s prairie farmstead, and Teamster Inn that is being restored as an 1840s working farm museum here in northern Illinois.
Johnson says those involved with the Garfield Farm Museum really are trying to recreate history.
We're looking to recreate as closely as possible our best understanding of what life was like when this part of the nation's breadbasket was first being founded. And so we're restoring buildings, we've acquired properties, we have over the 375 acres, we even have prairie that was never plowed, so we have surviving remnants of that, and we have good documentation the family kept as they were producing wheat that was then shipped out of Chicago by steamer and Erie Canal boat to Europe. And so by the 1840s, they were shipping grain out of Chicago that's being consumed halfway around the world. And the farm itself, also the house was also used as an inn, so the farmers could stay there while they were hauling grain to the Chicago market. So it's part of the transportation network that put that wheat on its way to Europe.
Garfield Farm Museum is located between Elburn and Geneva, just off Illinois Route 38. Johnson welcomes any visitors to set up a tour.
We typically give tours by appointment throughout the year, so anytime anybody wants to come, they can just give us a call and we'll set up a good time for everybody. But sometimes if you're driving by and we have a spare moment, we can also give a tour. But the tours typically are about an hour and a half because we go through the buildings and grounds. We talk about the history of the site of farming, and we have historic breeds of livestock, including oxen and sheep and poultry and such. So these are things that are part of the overall picture of what life was like in the 1840s.
Johnson hopes a new book will help to spark more interest in the museum.
One of our board members has published a book called Angie of Garfield Farm and tells a fictional tale of one of the children who lived on the farm in 1847. And so gives you a good flavor of the history of the time period and some of the things that were happening both at the local as well as national level. So we're very excited about that because we think that book will certainly cement a good relationship with young people in particular through the years with the farm.
More information is available at garfieldfarmmuseum.org or on Facebook. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Mewling.